Shalom. Welcome to Parsha Perusal. This is Pastor Sam from Northern California. And we are going to be looking at a great Parsha today called Shelach. Shelach from Numbers 13:1, and it goes through 15:41. We're going to be looking at two different passages that are near the beginning of that Torah portion. Maybe kind of more in the middle. Anyways, that's Numbers 13, 30 through 33, and Numbers 14, 6 through 10. Before we look at that, let me just give you a little background to what we're going to be talking about today. The children of Israel were drawing close to the land of Canaan, and Moses had sent out a man from each tribe to go search out the land of Canaan and, you know, to spy out the land. And so those spies came back. And most of them, they all said it was a great land. They all said it was beautiful and there was plenty of fruit and like milk and honey, you know, even better than maybe what they had imagined. The land was just absolutely wonderful. However, the majority of them basically gave a bad report. But there were two men who didn't, and we're gonna be talking about them. And also just that whole attitude of, do we trust God's promises? Do we trust what the Lord has told us? Or are we going to look at what we see in front of us, look at the struggles and the trials that we see, the giants in the land, so to speak, and go back and not trust in God in faith? So let's take a look at this. Numbers 13, 30 through 33 says this. So this is after the spies had given a bad report and the people were upset. And it says, then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men who had gone up with him said, we are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they gave the children of Israel a bad report of the land, which they had spied out, saying, the land through which we have gone as spies is a land that devours its inhabitants. And all the people whom we saw in it were men of great stature. There we saw the giants, and the descendants of Anak came from the giants. And we were like grasshoppers in our own sight. And so we were in their sight. So they give a bad report to the people. They say everybody in the land are really tall. They're of great stature. And they're too hard. It's too hard for us to go up against them. We're not going to be able to overcome them. But Caleb was trying to, you know, Caleb basically, he was trusting the Lord. The Lord had said the land was theirs, so he believed that was the case. So he said, let us go up at once and take possession. Look at Numbers 14, 6 through 10. But Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, who were among those who had spied out the land, tore their clothes. And they spoke to all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, the land we passed through to spy out is an exceedingly good land. If the Lord delights in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey. Only do not rebel against the Lord, nor fear the people of the land, for they are our bread. Their protection has departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Do not fear them. And all the congregation and all the congregation said to stone them with stones. That was their response. So Joshua and Caleb, they stand up and said, we can do this. The Lord is with us. The land we pass through to spy out, it's an exceedingly good land. If the Lord delights in us, then he will bring us into this land. Nobody can stop us if the Lord is for us. See, they trusted. They believed the Lord. They believed that the land could be taken if that's what God had said to do. But yet, the majority of the people, decided, you know, no, we're not going to listen to these guys. Let's stone them instead. And then, look what it says at the end of verse 10. Now the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle meeting before all the children of Israel. God shows up. Here, Joshua and Caleb are standing up for what's true and what's right, even against the majority. See, the majority doesn't always say the right thing. In fact, most of the time, the majority doesn't say the right thing. Sometimes they'll get it right, but the majority of the time, the majority says what people want to hear, and they say what feels good, or they say, in this case, they speak out of fear. And Joshua and Caleb, they were trusting the Lord going against the majority. And look what the majority wanted to do. They wanted to kill them. They didn't even want to listen to them. And, you know, this is something that we see definitely today, that when you stand up against the culture, it, you know, if they could get away with it, they would kill it. They would kill you. Just because they don't want to even hear it. They don't want to hear somebody that actually says something different than what they think is right. You know, these people were so fearful that they were willing to stone their own people rather than listen to the Lord and trust the Lord and go in and have this good land. I mean, it just boggles my mind that they would even, that this would even happen. I could see them disagreeing with Joshua and Caleb and go, no, we're too afraid, we're not gonna do it. But to try to stone them, to suggest that they be killed because they have a different opinion and the right opinion. Well, see, what Joshua and Caleb had done is they had offended the rest of the people. Because what did they say? Don't rebel against the Lord. Moses and Aaron, they don't respond. They're just on their face. But Joshua and Caleb stood up against them and said, no, we can take this land. And in fact, if the Lord delights in us, then guess what? He will give us the land, just like he promised. And they said, do not fear. Do not rebel against the Lord, nor fear the people. And what they were really doing is, instead of fearing the Lord, they were fearing the people. And, you know, this isn't unbelievers here trying to stone believers. This is the congregation. And this is, unfortunately, what we have in our culture today. The worst resistance, the greatest resistance to those who want to follow the Lord and trust him come many times from within the body, from within the church, from within the synagogue, more than even from outside. It's people who fear, it's people who are afraid instead of trusting God. So, you know, just for this week, let's be those who trust the Lord. No matter what the majority is doing, let's trust the Lord. Let's believe what he says, what he promises. And if we delight ourselves in the Lord, it says he will give us the desires of our heart. This is what Joshua and Caleb were basically saying. Let's delight in the Lord. He will, if he delights in us, he's going to give us this beautiful land. Just like he promised. He brought us through this desert. He's provided for us. He's fed us. He's done everything we've needed. He's even given us his Torah. Why would we think that suddenly he would depart from us and not give us this land? You know, Joshua and Caleb, they believed and trusted God. They were men of faith. But the majority of Israel were not. Now, I'm sure there were others that were also people of faith. But we do know that the whole generation, for the most part, perished in the wilderness. And Joshua and Caleb were the only two from that generation that actually got to go into the land. So that's something for us to also take note of, is that we trust the Lord so that we don't miss out as a generation. Well, thank you for joining me today. Let's go ahead and pray and just thank the Lord for his word. Father God, we are so grateful for your Torah. We are so grateful for the way that you speak through your word. We're thankful, Lord, that we can trust you. And even when it means going against the majority, we can trust you, Lord. And trust that your will, as we delight in you, that your will, your promises will come to pass. Lord, I thank you for all those that have been praying for our country here, the United States, have been praying for Israel, have been praying for other countries around the world. And Lord, you know what the needs are in each country. So Lord, bless your people. Bless those that call on your name. and answer their prayers. And we thank you for the prayers that you have answered even today. And we pray all of this in Jesus' name, in Yeshua's name. Amen. All right, well, thank you for joining me. Let's go ahead and close with the Aaronic blessing. Yevarech ha Adonai v'yishmarecha, Ye'er Adonai panav elecha v'hunecha, Yisa Adonai panav elecha v'yasem lecha shalom. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. B'shem Yeshua HaMashiach, Sar HaShalom, in the name of Yeshua our Messiah, the Prince of Peace. Amen.